Report, FBI's 55 field offices working really hard to help target criminal illegals across U.S. by Amy Furr on January 31, 2025. Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI. Special agents in charge are reportedly helping with President Donald Trump's efforts to target criminal illegal aliens, Fox News reported Friday. FBI leadership explained that special agents in charge at the 55 field offices around the nation have joined forces with other law enforcement agencies by offering intelligence services and tactical assistance, according to the report. According to Acting FBI Director Brian Driscoll, the special agents in charge have contacted officials at the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to offer their assistance in the efforts. And we've been working really hard over here to get our folks trained up on Title VIII authorities that we're operating under for these particular operations. So we are and will remain postured to support DHS the best that we can over here at the FBI, he added. According to the Fox article, Title VIII refers to the section of the U.S. Code governing aliens and nationality, lawful immigration, apprehension of criminal aliens, deportation, visas and related matters. The memo also served as a reminder to state and local authorities that federal law is the supreme law of the land. Watch, Guantanamo Bay will be open to full capacity to detain high-priority criminal illegals. Some Democrat leaders have pushed back on the Trump administration as it cracks down on illegals in the country, one of those leaders being Governor J.B. Pritzker, DEAL. During a recent interview, he said, "We also have a law on the books in Illinois that says that our local law enforcement will stand up for those law-abiding, undocumented people in our state who are doing the right thing. And we're not going to help federal officials just drag them away because somebody pointed at them and said, 'Oh, that person's brown or that person's not from here. Check it out. Maybe they're undocumented.'" Chicago resident Kata Truss recently told Fox News she and other neighbors felt good about the criminal illegals being deported, because her area was already dealing with high crime. "I voted for President Trump, and let me tell you something. I was one of those lifelong Democrats who voted Democrat in every election except this last one. I'm so glad that President Trump is now delivering on some of his promises," she said. Meanwhile, DHS said Trump's Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, deported 7,300 illegals during his first week back in office, Breitbart News reported Tuesday. Most of the deported migrants were criminals guilty of, or facing charges of, robbery, rape, assault, domestic violence, drunk driving, and reckless driving, the article said.